And on Wednesday night in late February, we say good evening from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as the Dort College Defenders and Concordia Bulldogs start the men's Great Plains Athletic Conference quarterfinal trail. The Dort College Defenders come into tonight's contest as the number one seed in the postseason tournament. 17-3 is how Dort College finished up the regular season in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, closing things down with a win over the Doan Tigers on Saturday, while the Concordia Bulldogs slipped to number 8 in the conference standings. They are the 8th and final team making it into the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament this year. They lost to Mount Marty on Saturday in their most recent outing. They come in 7-13, 13-16 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from courtside right next to the Dort College bench as the Dort College Defenders try to add a postseason championship to their regular season championship, which secured a spot in the NAI Division II men's basketball tournament in Branson, Missouri, or near Branson, Missouri, at the College of the Ozarks. 2 weeks from today is when that opens up. But between now and then, the Dort College Defenders trying to put together some more games and make a run here in the postseason tournament. I had the opportunity to visit with Coach Ross Dalma about this opponent, the Concordia Bulldogs, this evening, and a whole new season for both teams as we get set for action tonight.
Yeah, Mike, they're a team that last week played a very good game against Hastings and probably played somewhat of a disappointing game against Mount Marty, but really at this point it's all a wash. There are 8 teams left in the conference tournament, and Concordia is a team that understands that they need 3 wins to advance to the national tournament.
Tell me about this Concordia team. We saw them, a week and a half ago or so, and I remember thinking, as far as the starting lineup goes, this is probably as good a unit as there is in the conference.
Without question. They put 5 very good players on the floor to start the game, highlighted by Porter Bertil, who's one of the elite players in the league. Simply, the biggest post kid in terms of his overall size, 6'7", 250-plus. Very good hands, very good feet. Definitely one of the top 5 players in our conference. And it all kind of revolves around him. And then they've got 3-point shooters who are very dangerous. And on a given night, if we're not marking them and contesting them like we need to, they can get off and get on a roll. So a very dangerous opponent for sure.
How do you combat that team? How do you get into their bench where you have an advantage?
I think it's important for us to apply a lot of pressure defensively and try to get some tempo to the game. We do feel like we go 9-10 deep and feel like our bench is pretty solid, and we certainly need to make it a game where we utilize all 40 minutes with pressure.
In terms of confidence, your team playing with a lot of it, it seems, after Doan, that second half that you put together against Doan, especially putting the ball down low to Chris Sievers. Confidence is a big part of it this time of the year, isn't it?
It is, and we talked yesterday in practice about the need to come out and establish yourself very quickly on both ends of the floor. Conference games, tournament games rather, they take on a little bit different angle, a little bit more heightened intensity, of course, and therefore I think quick starts are important. But like you said, our guys are playing with confidence. Chris and Trevor had outstanding games at Doan, and hopefully we see some carryover.
Tell me a little bit about Kyle Lindbergh's status. He played, 13, 14 minutes against Doan, came back, practiced on Monday and Tuesday. How is he progressing in terms of that ankle injury?
Kyle's probably at a point now where he's as good as he's going to be throughout the rest of the season. He's not going to be 100%, but there's a lot of guys, right now who are playing who just aren't. And Kyle is going to start for us tonight. He's going to go as long as he can, and we feel that he's progressing well. There's no need to rest him or anything like that because it isn't really going to matter a whole lot. In fact, resting him would probably hurt his cardiovascular conditioning. So he wants to play. He's worked hard at his rehab, and we're excited to have him out there with us again.
Forcing the tempo this evening, other keys for your team?
Yeah, certainly the tempo, like you mentioned. It's going to be rebounding and post defense. We can't let Bertel have a huge game, which he's obviously capable of having. If he has a big game and one or two of their 3-point shooters really get on a roll, then we've got our work cut out for us, and we got to make sure that we take away those things.
That is Coach Ross Dalma talking about the matchup between the Dort College Defenders and the Concordia Bulldogs. Concordia comes in 13-16 through the conclusion of the regular season, 7-13 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They're 1-4 in their last 5 games with a win over Hastings and losses to Northwestern, Briarcliff, Dort, and Mount Marty during that stretch. The Bulldogs are scoring 72.7 points per game. They allow 74.4 points per outing. Bulldogs are also on rebounding teams, 35.7 to 34.7, and they make 44.1% of their field goals. They knock down 74.1% of their free throws. Concordia has struggled with turnovers. They have 387 this season while forcing 317. More on Concordia after our national anthem. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Taking a closer look at Concordia, Porter Bertel is the team leader. He averages 17.4 points per game. He makes 64% of his field goals. He has an 8.3 rebounding average. Bo Smith tosses in 11.4 points per game. Joel Haywood has a 10 points per game average to go with 46.4% shooting. That comes from the three-point line. Barrett Braun converts 8.1 points per game, and Smith is second on the team in rebounds with a 6.1 average. The Dort College defender men come into today's contest 26-3. That is a school record for wins in a season for a Dort College men's basketball team, surpassing the previous record of 25 set back in 1988. Dort College is scoring 83.1 points per game and finished the regular season allowing 70.4 points per outing. Dort College is converting 52% of their shots from the floor. They allow teams to convert 43.1% of their field goals. Dort College makes 40.7% of their three-point tries. Trevor Waltersdorf leads the team with a 15.6 points per game average. He also grabs five rebounds and is making 60.9% of his field goals this season. Jordan Vogel is scoring 13.3 points per contest. Cliff Warner scoring averages at 12.8. He's making 45.4% of his three-point shots this season. Warner leads the team with a 4.5 assists per game average. Chris Severs is putting in 11.9 points per contest off of the bench. He is coming off a season-high 34-point performance against the Doan College Tigers. Austin Kachi is Dort's fifth double-digit scorer with a 10.2 average. He's made 48 three-pointers this season. Kyle Lindberg leads the team with a 7.6 rebounding average, and he averages 8.8 points per game. Tyler Waltersdorf and Sean Kaiser each come off the bench for 4.4 and 4.1 points per game, respectively. The other GPAC quarterfinal round games happening tonight include Morningside at Midland, Nebraska Wesleyan at Briarcliff, Mount Marty is at Northwestern. We have had the introductions of the starting lineups. We have had the national anthem. We're going to tip off straight up at 7 o'clock. We'll get you the starting lineups as we progress through the early moments of tonight's basketball game. Looking out on the floor, doesn't look like we have any big changes, though. Opening tap controlled by the Dort College defenders and Jordan Vogel. For Dort College, it's Lindberg, Warner, Okachi, Vogel, and Trevor Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf spins it left side over to Warner. He lets fly with a three. No good. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Concordia with the basketball. And the Bulldogs will bring it up. Bringing the basketball up for the Bulldogs is Joel Haywood. Haywood with it on the perimeter. Guarded there by Trevor Waltersdorf. Drives in. Nothing there. He retreats back to the perimeter. He gives it up left wing over to Smith. Smith with the basketball. Smith picks up his dribble. He passes back left side over to Barrett Brown. Brown with it. Comes back over to Smith. Smith lets fly with a three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindberg. Here comes Dort College in transition. Warner up the floor quickly. Feeds it to the trailer. Lindberg. Left side Waltersdorf underneath Vogel. Layup good. Jordan Vogel with the two-point basket. Dort College is on the board first, 2-0. 19 minutes left to play first half for the basketball, Haywood. Haywood driving left side down to the baseline, cut off there by Walterstorff, looking down low. Ball nearly picked off by Kachi. Here's Braun. Braun will drive the lane with the left hand, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Here comes Warner. Warner with the basketball, quickly up the floor. He stops on the right wing. Back over to Kachi. Kachi, Warner. Warner down low, Vogel. Vogel with the basketball. They don't double team him. Kick out left side, Lindbergh. Underneath Walt. Walterstorff with the basketball. Little hook shot in the lane. Left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Concordia with the basketball. Concordia bringing it back the other way. Dort College leading 2-0. Haywood picks up his dribble, looking for the backdoor cut. We've got a travel called on the Bulldogs. Haywood whistled for the travel violation. Joel Haywood taking a look at those sneakers, showing their wear of a season of play. He's almost busting out on the left foot. With it on the right side is Warner. Warner with the basketball, gets a pick and roll from Vogel, gets jammed on the play. Bertel over left side, Kachi, three-pointer. Make it rain, Austin Kachi. Kachi rainbows it in. Dort College leads 5-0. 18 minutes left to play, first half. Haywood with the basketball, bringing it up against Walterstorff. Haywood has his dribble at midcourt. He's going to drive left hand, cut off. Gets it left side over to Bird. Bird with the basketball. Tyler Bird with the ball out front, guarded by Warner. Warner hounding him everywhere. They pass it down low, Bertel. Bertel spinning his way in. Little hook shot with the right hand. No good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel over to Warner. Here comes Dort College in transition again, trying to press the issue. Warner stops. Left side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh gets around his man. Back over to Kachi. Warner. Warner left wing. Warner picks up his dribble into the corner. Walterstorff. Walterstorff looking for the lob down low. Vogel back over to Warner. Underneath Vogel. Feeds it to Lindbergh. And we have a foul on the play called on Concordia. New wrinkle that time where Lindbergh attacked from the left wing on the pass down into the post. The holding call called on Concordia and Barrett Braun. Foul number one on Barrett Braun. Dort College will inbound the basketball. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop down on the north end of the DeWitt Gymnasium. Fresh 35 for Dort College to work with. Vogel to Warner. Warner out front. Warner, Kachi. Kachi open three, decides against it. Warner underneath Tyler. Tyler kick out Kachi. Kachi three-pointer, no good. Rebound long, tipped, and kicked out of bounds by Vogel. It'll be Dort College basketball. Well, Dort College has gotten some open looks, haven't knocked them all down. They lead 5-0. 17:15 left to play, first half. With the basketball is Haywood. Haywood will bring it up. Man-to-man defense applied by the defenders. Walterstorff on him. They pass left side over to Smith. Smith to Bertel. Bertel right side, Haywood. Haywood on the wing, guarded by Walterstorff, and we have a holding foul called on Tyler Walterstorff. Kelly Pfeiffer, the low official, making the call. He was on the baseline. He saw Tyler Walterstorff grab a chunk of jersey, trying to defend Barrett Braun, I believe. It was either Braun or Smith. I always have a difficulty between those two young men, both dark-haired. One wears 32, the other one wears 34. Loud pass over the top intended for Bertel. It'll be Dort College basketball as it goes out of bounds. Very similar builds as well for Braun and Smith. Smith averaging 11.4 points per game for Concordia. The starting lineup for the Bulldogs, Bird, Haywood, Braun, Smith, Bertel. They'll log a lot of minutes. All of them averaging right around 30. Pull-up jumper from 17, no good by Warner. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Concordia with the basketball. Dort College, though, playing the D. Left side pass, Smith. Smith on the wing. Picks up his dribble. Comes out front, Braun. Braun will drive with the left hand. Got an extra step, and he's going to be called for traveling. Well, Dort College hasn't busted things open offensively yet, but defensively they have done the job. 3 minutes and 34 seconds into this contest, Concordia has a goose egg up on the board. 5-0, Dort College in front. Sean Kaiser, Chris Sievers check into the ballgame for the defenders. Trevor Walterstorff stays on the floor along with Tyler Walterstorff and Cliff Warner. Back over to Walt. Walt spins up a 17-footer. It's too strong, no good. Tap out Sievers, controlled Walterstorff. Right side, Warner. Warner with the basketball. Back over to Kaiser. Kaiser underneath Tyler. Tyler puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. There for the putback is Trevor. Trevor Walterstorff cleans up the mess on the offensive rebound. Dort College leads 7-0. Dort College really putting emphasis, trying to D up all over the floor. Haywood having trouble working against Walterstorff. Ball's free. It's down on the floor. Jump. No jump ball yet. They pass it to Bertel. Bertel with the basketball. Double team. Bertel looking for someone to pass to. He gets it away. Smith, reverse, good. Well, we have Braun with the two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders lead 7-2. Timeout on the floor, charge to Concordia and Grant Schmidt. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from the DeWitt right after this. College leads 7-2. Concordia used a timeout, and Coach Grant Schmidt will use his timeouts for rest as his starters log a lot of minutes. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. For Concordia, this is how their minutes played averages look for their starters. Tyler Bird, 27. Joel Haywood, 30. Barrett Braun, 30. Bo Smith, 26. Porter Bertel, 31. Shot on the way from the perimeter. Sean Kaiser. Kaiser knocks down a two-point basket. Dort College leads it 9-2. 15-20 left to play, first half. Tyler Bird bringing the basketball up for the Concordia Bulldogs as they've gone with Haywood down on the block instead. Concordia trying to shake things up. Driving in, Haywood reverse layup with the right hand, flipped it up over his shoulder, got it to go. 9-4, Dort College in front by 5. Warner, left side, Waltersdorf. That's Tyler to Trevor now. Underneath Severs, they tried to double-team him. Gathers himself, count the hoop, and he's fouled. He went up and under, and Chris Severs got a reverse to go as they doubled down on him. He flipped it up on the reverse off of the glass, count the hoop, and he is fouled. Lindbergh and Vogel are in. Tyler Waltersdorf, Trevor Waltersdorf, check out. Severs with an opportunity to give Dort College their biggest lead of the ballgame. They lead right now 11-4. 14:57 left to play, first half. Chris Severs, a 72% free throw shooter, steps up and kicks that one off the heel. No good. Rebound tapped into the backcourt. Dort College has it. Kaiser gets it over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner with it out front. Right side, Kaiser. Kaiser guarded there by Adam Vogt. Comes Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Warner. Dort College leading 11-4. Opportunity to build. They dump it down low for Vogel. Kick out, Lindbergh. Open three. No good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Concordia. Dort College settling for some jumpers right now. Let's see if they start to hammer it down low a little more. They've got Severs and Vogel on the floor together here. Warner defensively. They'll go right side over to Smith. Smith guarded by Vogel. Smith still on the floor. His fadeaway from the baseline. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh on the weak side. Comes over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Cliff with it to the free throw line all the way down to the left baseline. They try to double team Severs. They do. They bring the double team. Severs flips it up with the right hand. Hook shot over the shoulder. No good. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Let's see if Severs starts kicking out of that double team instead. 13:55 left to play, first half. Concordia basketball, left side, Braun. Braun to Vogt. Vogt with it on the wing. Back over to Braun. Braun looking for Haywood. Instead goes left side, Smith. Smith thinks about the three. Back over to Braun. Braun lets fly with a three. Hits it off the back iron. No good. Warner in transition. 2-on-2 break. Warner will stop on the right wing. Now the secondary break. Vogel back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner back to Lindbergh. Lindbergh looking down low. Vogel. Dort College looking for the reversal now. Underneath Severs. Severs, they double team him off of the glass. Good. Chris Severs with four. Dort College leads 13-4. Severs right now brimming with confidence. He's put together two strong games in a row and off to a strong start here in this one. Vogt on the right elbow. Vogt's pass taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh driving in, and he will hammer it home. How about that for a sprained ankle? Kyle Lindbergh with the steal. The slam dunk. Dort College leads 15-4. Bringing the basketball up is Haywood. 12:55 left to play, first half. Driving, left side, Haywood, cut off. They get it right side, Braun. Braun, ball fake. He's going to drive in. Kick out, Haywood. Haywood on the right wing. They get it underneath, Bertel. Bertel puts it up, blocked by Severs. Down on the floor, Vogel gets it over to Kaiser. Kaiser ahead to Warner. Warner into the front court. Concordia retreating defensively. Cliff with it on the right wing. Reverses Vogel. Vogel, right side, Warner. Warner underneath, Severs. Severs off of the glass. Cut the hoop, and he's fouled. Bang, bang. Chris Severs with the two-point basket, the opportunity at the old-fashioned three-point play, and I believe that foul just went on Porter Bertel, and if it did, that's number two on him. 17-4, Dort College threatening to blow this one open early on. 12:27 left to play, first half. Chris Severs to the free throw line. Bertel has just picked up his second personal foul. He is the leading scorer for the Concordia Bulldogs. And right now the Dort College defenders have a chance to blow it open, and Severs makes the shot. So Chris Severs completes the three-point play. Dort College leads 18-4 with it on the right side. Concordia working it back up front to Dunbar. Dunbar did not play in the last meeting of these two teams. Dunbar passes over to Smith. Smith with the basketball. Smith gives it up. Down low, Houchin. Houchin with the left hand. Spins, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. They've left Bertel in the ballgame with two personal fouls. Right side, Kachi. Malone underneath Severs. Severs in traffic off of the glass. Good. Chris Severs, another two. 20-4. Dort College racing out to a 16-point lead. Chris Severs with another bucket. He's got 9 unofficially. Shot in the lane, no good. Rebound cleared out by the defenders, one and done. Here comes Kachi with the basketball. 11:34 left to play, first half. Kachi picks up his dribble, gives it off to Malone. Malone with the basketball, Trevor Waltersdorf. Now Kachi. They go underneath Severs. Severs reverses, Tyler Waltersdorf, layup good. They brought the double team. Severs dumped out of it. Dort College leads 22-4. And we have Bedlam in the DeWitt Gymnasium right now. 11:19 remaining. First half of play. Dort College up 22-4. Any question of if the Dort College defenders were going to be ready at the start has been answered. We still got a long ways to go in this one, though. 11:19 left to play. First half of action. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. 22-4, and I don't think anyone expected this. Now, I was not exaggerating during the pregame show when I said Concordia's starting five is as good as anyone, in my opinion. Where it drops off is when they go to their bench. But right now, the Concordia Bulldogs, they've been blitzed. Dort College leads 22-4. Porter Bertel has a couple of fouls. And now Concordia has to try to make up 18 points. They've got time. They've got to chip away at it. They've got to try and make it something manageable by halftime, in my opinion. Dunbar over the basketball out front. Bertel is on the bench. Concordia up with it. Left side, Haywood. Out front, Dunbar. Dunbar with the basketball. Dunbar passes right side, Braun. Braun kicks into the corner. Three, no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. They try to hassle him on the rebound. Kachi turns and brings it up. Left side, Tyler. Tyler back over to Kachi. Thought about the quick three. Decides against it. Probably a wise move by the freshman. They get it. Trevor Waltersdorf reverses Tyler. Tyler, 10-footer. Off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Smith. Smith outlets to Dunbar. Dunbar with the basketball. Dunbar with it. Right side, he'll drive around Malone. Lays it up. Gets it to go, and he's fouled. The foul's going to go on T.J. Malone, I believe. Charles Dunbar with the two-point basket and the opportunity at the three-point play. So T.J. gets called for the personal foul. So Dort College with a free throw on the, or pardon me, Concordia with a free throw on the way by Dunbar, and he knuckleballs that one through. Not a lot of spin on it, but it's effective. Dort College leads 22-7. 15-point cushion for the defenders right now. 10:23 and counting, first half. Kachi with the basketball. Worst thing you can do now is stop playing. Left side it goes Lindberg. Lindberg underneath Vogel. Vogel off of the glass against Houchin, and that isn't fair right now. Vogel with a two-point basket, 24-7. Houchin has trouble matching up with Dort College's post players. He's not quite as big and physical. He goes 6'7". Did have a pretty good game when these two teams played a week and a half ago here in Sioux Center. Came off the bench and was effective. Three-pointer up and down for Smith. Bo Smith with the three-point basket. Dort College leads 24-10. Comes out Lindberg. Lindberg right side Kachi. Austin back over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner gets it left side. Waltersdorf underneath. Lindberg back over to Kachi. Open look at a three. It's good. Austin Kachi with his second rainmaker tonight. Dort College leads 27-9. They gave Smith just a two-point basket on that last field goal. So Dort College leads by 18. With the basketball is Dunbar. Dunbar, right wing, guarded there by Warner. They go underneath Houchin. Houchin helped defense by Walthersdorf. Shot no good. Tap no good. Fight for the basketball. It's picked up by Vogel. Over to Warner. Concordia gets three guys back on defense. Warner picks up his dribble at the point. He lobs it underneath Vogel. Vogel gathers himself. Too strong off the glass. No good. Two players around him. Couldn't finish it. Here comes Concordia. Concordia basketball. Charles Dunbar with it out front. Dort College leading. Left side it goes Smith. Smith on the wing. He comes back over to Dunbar. Let's fly with a three-pointer. Lefty. It bounces up off the front iron and drops through. Dunbar with a season average already. 5.5 points per game. He's got six. Dort College leads 27-12. Warner with the basketball. Left side Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Kachi, Kachi, Warner. Warner, right wing, Tyler Walthersdorf. They look for Vogel underneath. Instead, they go Warner. Warner back over to Tyler. Run the pick and roll. Back over to Warner. Cliff, three. Bang, bang, bang. Three-point basket. Cliff Warner, 30-12. Dort College leading. 8:15 remaining, first half. With it in the middle of the floor. They get it left side, Braun. Braun driving in. Shot is up, and he's fouled. He commits the foul. Runs over the top of Jordan Vogel. And Barrett Braun has just been whistled for his second personal foul. That is a heap of trouble for Concordia. They cannot afford to have their starters get in foul trouble. They've already got Bertel on the bench with two. Now Braun has picked up his second. That accounts for the four fouls against Concordia here in this first half. With the basketball right side, it goes Matt Vandekamp. Vandekamp, Kaiser, Kaiser, point, looking. Kaiser picks up his dribble, goes to Cliff. Cliff with it on the left wing. One dribble to the left, jumps it underneath Vogel. Vogel off of the glass, good. Beg your pardon, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with that two-point basket. Dort College leads 32-12. Dort College up. Collision at midcourt. Smith and Kaiser ran into each other. Comes back left side. They go middle of the floor, Houchin. Houchin shot no good. Rebound taken by Y. Warner. Warner with the basketball. Left side, Kaiser. Kaiser lets fly. Another three, no good. Tap by Vogel, no good. Put back Vogel, good. Vogel with the putback. He's got six. Dort College on a roll, 34-12. Driving left side, nothing there, Smith. Smith picks up his dribble. He comes back out front, Dunbar. Dunbar with the basketball. Dunbar in between the circles out front. He goes left side to Barrett Braun. Braun left side, Haywood. Haywood with a basketball. Haywood, Braun, Braun, Dunbar, Dunbar right wing. A lob pass, Houchin. Houchin on the baseline. Step back, 15-footer, no good. Rebound weak side, Kaiser, and he's fouled on the play. Haywood's going to get rung up for the personal foul. And we've got another timeout on the floor. Concordia has now used their third timeout. 6:50 left to play. First half. Dort College 34. Concordia 12. Dort College racing in front. And this is a full-length timeout charged to the Bulldogs. Back with more after this. 6:50 left to go. First half. Concordia 12. Dort College 34. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig, broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. 6:45 and counting. Concordia's used three timeouts. They leave Bertel on the bench with two personals. Warner with the basketball. Might have traveled with it out front. Gives it over to Vogel. Back over to Cliff. Straight on three-pointer. No good. Rebound Vogel. Vogel outside Kaiser. He steps into a three-pointer. Too strong. No good. Rebound Severs off of the glass. No good. Rebound tapped out by Kaiser. And the Dort College defenders unable to finish it. Here comes Concordia sending Porter Bertel back into the ballgame. 6:23 left to play, first half. I don't fault Grant Schmidt at all in this situation for bringing Bertel back. You get down, if you're down 20-plus at halftime, it gets awfully tough. They've got to make a run here. Pass comes over the top. Concordia basketball, Sharn. Sharn back over to Dunbar. Dunbar over the basketball. Dunbar goes left side over to Smith. Smith gives into the corner, Haywood. Haywood through the lane pass, weak side, wide open. Porter Bertel, his first field goal of the night. North College leads 34-14. Seavers posting up down low. Kaiser unable to find him. Here comes Warner. Warner with it on the left wing, uses a dribble. Comes Vogel. Vogel on the elbow. His jumper from 17, no good. And we've got a pushing foul called on the defenders. 5:49 left to play in the first half. So North College, a defensive change here. That foul goes on Seavers, and that's number one on him. Team foul number three on the defenders. Bringing the basketball up is Dunbar. Concordia, they've got to try to get this thing back to manageable. Layup with the right hand, Dunbar. Dunbar layup good. He's got eight. North College leads 34-16. Bringing the basketball up is Warner. Warner has it tipped away by Dunbar. Here comes Concordia after the turnover. Dunbar with a left hand, another layup for the Quicksilver point guard, Charles Dunbar Jr. from St. Louis, Minnesota. Missouri, that is. He's got 10. North College leading 34-18. Time for a response. Pass goes underneath Vogel. Vogel, little hook shot in the lane. In and out, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. It'll be North College basketball. Oh, beg your pardon. I had thought it was last touch by a Concordia player. And Concordia has the basketball back with an opportunity to cut into the 16-point advantage. 5 minutes remaining. With it out front is Dunbar. North College up. They pass left side Sharn. Sharn, Haywood. Haywood driving. Nothing there, Sharn. Sharn down to the baseline. Puts it up, blocked by Lindbergh. Rebound, Bertel. Bertel turn around on the baseline. His shot no good. I'm not sure what happened here. May have been an inadvertent shot clock reset. As it is, Bertel took that 17-footer from the baseline and missed it. Now North College will have to D up again. Dunbar getting the ball inbounded to Smith. Smith with the basketball. They get it to Bertel posting up. Bertel against Seavers. His turn, kick over to Sharn. Sharn, jumper, can't get it to go, but there for the putback is Bo Smith. And just like that, it's a 14-point ball game at 34-20. 4:30 left to play in the half. Concordia fighting to get it back to manageable. They dump it underneath Seavers. Seavers off of the glass, good. Chris Seavers with a 2-point basket, he's got 11. North College leads by 16, 36-20. 4:14 and counting first half. Pass comes back, right side, Haywood. Haywood with the basketball. Haywood at the top of the key. He goes left side, Dunbar. Dunbar with the basketball. Dunbar lobs underneath Bertel. Reverse, no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. North College has a transition opportunity. 4-on-3, they've got the numbers. Warner on the wing. Cliff with the basketball. He loops it over the top, Kachi. It got tipped. He couldn't get to it for an open shot. Seavers, kick out, Kachi. Kachi, three, bang, bang, bang. Just like that, Austin Kachi makes it a 19-point ball game, 39-20, North College up. I think we've just had a double technical foul called. So that's going to be on Bertel. That'll be his third personal as well. You count it as a personal. Seavers also picks up his second. And Coach Ross Dalma would like an explanation. And Justin Ingles coming over and getting the coaches together. And Grant Schmidt and Ross Dalma meeting the referee. Justin Ingles at midcourt. So what that means in the grand scheme of things, it counts as a foul on each side of the ledger as well in terms of team foul count. I don't believe there are free throws in this situation. So Seavers gets rung up for a personal. That's his second. Bertel gets called for his third. 3:40 left to play. First half, Dort College back in front by 19. Austin Kachi, what was overshadowed with all of that was Austin Kachi burying his third three-pointer of the day. Out front, Dunbar. Dunbar with it on the left wing. Dunbar passes over to Haywood. Haywood, push off, nothing called. Comes back over to Smith. Smith guarded by Lindbergh down to the baseline. Smith loses his footing, and he throws it off at Jordan Vogel out of bounds. It'll be Concordia basketball. Bo Smith able to throw it off. For those of you just joining me, what just happened was, best I can tell, Severs and Bertel got tangled up on a rebound, or what they anticipated being a rebound, and threw all of it, got called for double technicals. So Dort College, foul called on Jordan Vogel, trying to play defensive back, if you will, on that pass over the top. Concordia inbounding right in front of the Dort College bench. Tyler Bird gets it inbounded to Houchin. Houchin with the basketball on the right wing. Picks up his dribble. Ball deflected out. Picked up by Warner. Warner ahead and led him too far. Get it back over to Walt. Walt layup good. I don't know if there was an official in position to make the call. Lindbergh, I thought, was on the baseline. We'll have to watch the replay on the webcast to see. Dort College up 41-20. If Lindbergh didn't go out of bounds, it was an incredibly athletic play to keep it in play. Houchin against Vogel. Houchin throws up the hook. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Snaps it over to Warner. Here comes Dort College. With it at the top of the key is Warner. Warner left side. It goes to Kachi. Kachi, Warner, Warner, Lindbergh, Lindbergh, Walt. Trevor Walterstorff with the basketball right wing. Comes back over to Warner. Warner step back. Nothing there. They're looking down low for Vogel. Instead, they get it back over to Kachi. Kachi, 24 feet out beyond the three-point line. He gets it back over to Vogel. Backdoor cut intended for Kachi, taken away by Bird. Bird comes up with it. Bird with the basketball. Dort College leading 41-20. I didn't get Walterstorff's lay-in. He's got 4 points now. Smith, three-pointer straight on, in and out, no good. Rebound gathered in by Vogel. Here comes Dort College. Bringing the basketball up left side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh on the fly, back over to Cliff. Cliff looking down low, gets it right side, Kachi. Kachi, Walt. Walt back over to Kachi. Underneath Vogel, he pops out to the free throw line. Back over to Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the basketball. Walterstorff spins it over to Vogel, reverses Kachi. Kachi shies away from the three. Instead, it's Clifford. Three-pointer, good. Cliff Warner, three-point basket. Dort College leads 44-20. Just like that, what was a 14-point ball game at 34-20 has grown to 44-20 with a 10-0 run by the defenders. With the basketball is Haywood, right side Smith. Smith with the basketball on the wing, guarded by Lindbergh. Smith picks up his dribble. He goes left side over to Haywood, underneath Houchin. Houchin with the basketball, guarded by Vogel. Spins, left hand, good. Houchin with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 44-22. Warner in transition, nothing there. Right side, Kachi. Back over to Warner. Warner with it. Right side goes back over to Bogle. Bogle, Cliff. Cliff, left side, Lindbergh. And Lindbergh's pass tipped away and controlled. With it on the left side, Bird. Dort College up 22, 44-22. Under a minute left to play in the first half. Pass goes left side, Sharn. Sharn underneath Houchin. Houchin too strong off of the glass. Lindbergh got there to bother the shot. Here comes Walterstorff. Back over to Kachi. He was setting up for the rhythm three. Instead, kicks it back over to Warner. Dort College will hold for the final shot. Cliff Warner will pull it out and set it up from midcourt. He's guarded by Haywood. He's in the center jump circle. Cliff for the basketball. 17 seconds now. Cliff still guarded by Haywood. Still has his dribble alive. Walterstorff and Kachi are on the top of the key, setting a screen, ball, pick and roll. Warner, Walterstorff. Walterstorff turn around the lane, can't get it to go. Rebound tapped out of bounds. It'll be Concordia basketball. Tyler Walterstorff will check in. Kyle Lindbergh will check out. So Dort College leading 44-22 nearing halftime. 3.2 seconds left. Let's see what Concordia does with their final possession. Bird gets it inbounded. Walterstorff taps it away. Inbounding. Bird. Bird gives it up. Done to Haywood. Haywood lets fly with a three. No good. That's the end of the first half. Our score, Dort College 44, Concordia 22. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. The Dort College defenders got out of the chute quickly. They scored the first 7 points of the basketball game to get up 7-0. Led 22-4 at one point. Concordia cut into the lead. They got down by as many as 34-12. Dort College then Concordia went on an 8-0 run to cut it to 34-20. Looked like they might get it back to a little more reasonable difference at halftime. Then Dort College ripped off the next 10 points in a row, got up by 24, 44-20. And at halftime, it's 44-22. Dort College led unofficially by Chris Severs with 11. Concordia topped by Charles Dunbar with 10 points off of the bench. Take another break and be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Here are the halftime numbers. Dort College, 19 of 37 from the floor, 51.4%. 5 of 11 on three-pointers, 45.5%. 1 for 2 on free throws, 50%. There were a total of 3 free throws shot in the first half. Dort College out-rebounded Concordia 22-15. Turnovers, Dort College 3, Concordia 7. Concordia 10 of 28 from the floor, 35.7%. 1 for 5 on threes, 20%. 1 for 1 on free throws, 100%. Chris Severs with 11 points, 5 of 7 from the deck. 9 points for Austin Kachi. 6 points each for Jordan Vogel and Cliff Warner. 4 points each for Trevor Waltersdorf and Kyle Lindberg. 2 points each for Sean Kaiser and Tyler Waltersdorf. 10 points for Charles Dunbar to lead the Concordia Bulldogs. 4 for Bo Smith. 2 each for Haywood, Barrett Braun, Porter Bertel, and Brent Houchin. Rebounds, Jordan Vogel has a game-high 8. 3 each for Sean Kaiser, Kyle Lindberg, Trevor Waltersdorf, and Austin Kachi. Concordia, Bo Smith has 7. Barrett Braun has 2 rebounds. Porter Bertel also credited with 2 rebounds. Cliff Warner, 2 assists. Kyle Lindberg, 2 assists. Tyler Waltersdorf, a pair of assists. Chris Severs, a pair of assists. Kyle Lindberg with 2 steals to lead the defenders. Notably as well, Porter Bertel, 3 fouls in the first half, one of them a technical. Chris Severs, 2 fouls in the first half, one of them a technical as well. Those two got caught up in some extracurriculars under the basket on what turned out to be a 3-point made basket by Austin Kachi. And by the time the dust had settled, those two ended up on the bench for the final minutes, final 4 minutes or so of the first half. 44-22, Dort College by 22. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this. 44-22, Dort College in front by 22 at halftime of this Great Plains Athletic Conference quarterfinal round game. The winner of this one advances on to face the Morningside Midland winner being played in Fremont, Nebraska this evening. That will be on Saturday in the semifinal round. If Dort College wins, they would host a semifinal round contest on Saturday. If Concordia pulls the upset this evening, they would be traveling to either Midland or Morningside this Saturday. Start time on that Saturday game, in all likelihood, 3 o'clock, but that has not been finalized as of yet, and that'll be finalized once the two participants are declared for the semifinal round. Other GPAC men's basketball tonight, Nebraska Wesleyan is at Briar Cliff. Mount Marty is at Northwestern. See if we can find some scores for you as we get to into this halftime and beyond. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. They're also online at HiltRealEstate.com. And by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3W.HighwayChevrolet.com. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a rundown of the scores from around the conference right after this. Well, some scores hard to come by this evening. We have a few, but not by any means do we have a full listing. Women's basketball, Northwestern beat Doan today, 78-44. That was a game that started at 6 o'clock and was the front end of a doubleheader. Mount Marty and Northwestern men are warming up as I speak. Morningside leads Mount Marty in women's basketball, 43-32 at the half. That's being played in Sioux City. Hastings at Briar Cliff. That'll be the back half of a doubleheader as well. Nebraska Wesleyan at Briar Cliff men. That's the back half of the doubleheader. Hastings Briar Cliff women have to play yet, and we don't have any report on that score. Men's basketball, Midland leads Morningside at halftime, 32-24. That's the opponent for the winner of this contest, Dort College or Concordia. Right now, Concordia leads it, trails it, I should say, 44-22. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading 44-22 at halftime. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. With the basketball left side, it goes over to Braun. Braun with it on the wing. Braun gives it up to Smith. Smith with the basketball. Smith comes back over to Braun. Braun goes over to Bird. Bird on the right wing. Bird gives it up. Bertel. Bertel with it right baseline. Nothing there. Comes back over to Braun. Braun down to the baseline. Picks up his dribble. Hounded there by Kachi. He's trapped. Gets it underneath Bertel. Bertel head fake. Puts it up. Blocked by Vogel. Rebound Vogel. Here comes Dort College. Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. With the left side, they come back over to Kachi. Kachi right wing. Kachi gives up to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Warner. Warner, Vogel. Vogel reverses out of the double team, out of the reach of Kyle Lindberg, out of bounds. It will be Concordia basketball. So Concordia will have the basketball baseline, length of the floor in front of them. And Bird will bring it up. Bird working against Warner. Warner goes left side. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Foul called on the other end. That's going to go against the Dort College defenders and Kyle Lindberg. That's number one on him. Tyler Bird inbounds the basketball over the top to Bertel. Bertel, right side it goes, Smith. Smith back to Haywood. Haywood guarded by Warner. They go back to Bird. Bird blocked by Kachi, but a foul called on Austin Kachi. Kachi whistled for the personal foul. 44-22, our score. Two free throws on the way for Bird. Bird free throw is up and good. Tyler Bird, his first point of the day. Second free throw shot by Concordia here in the ball game. Second free throw is up and good as well. Dort College leads 44-24. Dort College basketball. Into the front court is Warner. Warner goes left side to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Warner. Warner, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Nothing there, Waltersdorf. Trevor gives it up left side, Warner. Warner back over to Kachi. Kachi right side, Trevor. Trevor on the wing, goes over to Warner. Cliff steps up, nothing there. Back over to Kachi on the wing. Kachi, back right side, Warner. Warner, Trevor, Trevor, Vogel, Vogel, Kachi, Kachi down to the baseline. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Back over to Vogel, Vogel to Warner, 7 to shoot. He'll pull the trigger. Bang it, bang, bang. Cliff Warner with 3 threes. Dort College leads 47 to 24. Dort College bringing the basketball up. This is Haywood, guarded by Waltersdorf. So they've gone back to Haywood at the point. They went to Bird for a while, and then Dunbar. Dunbar was the most effective, actually. They get it underneath Smith. Smith floats it up. Little hook shot is good. Bo Smith, 7 points. Dort College leads 47 to 26. Into the front court is Warner. Warner, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Austin gives it up over to Warner. Warner, left side, Trevor. Trevor Waltersdorf gives it down into the post, Lindbergh. Lindbergh leaning against Braun. He's going to try to back his way in. Comes back right side, Trevor. Trevor underneath Vogel. Vogel turns over the right shoulder. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Porter Bertel's going to have to really hit somebody to pick up his fourth foul the way it looks to me. Haywood will drive in. Puts it up. No good, but a foul on the play called on Trevor Waltersdorf. Well, Concordia taking the approach, spread the floor, go to the hoop, try to finish, and if nothing else, get the foul call. Free throws on the way for Haywood. Dort College leading 47-26. So Haywood, an 87% free throw shooter, misses it. That pretty well sums up the evening thus far for Concordia. Kyle Lindbergh will check out of the ballgame. Checking back in, Tyler Waltersdorf. Free throws on the way for Haywood. Haywood's second free throw, missed that one as well. Coming into the ballgame, Haywood 95 for 109. So he enters with 14 missed free throws. He's got 16 now. Left side pass goes over to Tyler. Tyler Waltersdorf, Kachi. Kachi swings it right side. Warner. Warner underneath Vogel. Vogel puts it up off the glass. Good. For College, I think, will have success if they just hammer it down low. Bertel has three fouls. He can't commit to the post defense the way he normally would. With the basketball, driving right side, Haywood. Haywood, Bertel. Bertel, 12-footer, right baseline, knocks it down. Porter Bertel with a second field goal. Dort College leads 49-28. Warner with the basketball. Tyler Waltersdorf swing it left side, Trevor. Trevor with the basketball. Back over to Kachi. He sizes it up from straight on. No good. Rebound taken away by Smith. Smith with the basketball, back over to Haywood. Dort College by 21. Concordia basketball, Joel Haywood. Haywood on the wing. Haywood looking for some of the pass to. He goes right side, Braun. Braun puts it on the floor, into the lane. His jumper from 10, no good. Rebound, Bertel. Bertel off of the glass, good. Count the hoop, he's fouled. Going to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play will be Bertel, trying to make it an 18-point contest. Kachi and Vogel check out. Tyler Waltersdorf has just picked up his second personal. So the free throw on the way for Bertel. Bertel free throw up. Good. Tyler Bertel, Porter Bertel, that is, a 69% free throw shooter. He's got 7 points, five of them here in the second half. 49-31, Dort College by 18. Left side, Warner. Warner with the basketball into the corner. Tyler Waltersdorf. Dort College taking their time. Goes left side, Kaiser. Kaiser looking down low for Severs. They get it to Severs. Severs steps through. Reverse layup. Good. Chris Severs of Akers Dozen. Dort College leads 51-31. Full court pressure applied by the defenders. Concordia with the basketball. Bird. Bird bringing it up. Warner guarding him. They go left side to Smith. Smith with the basketball. Back out front to Bird. Bird with the basketball. Now Haywood. Haywood back over to Smith. Lob pass over the top. Bertel. Bertel can't hang on to it. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Concordia basketball. Certainly looked like Bertel had his hands on it last. Not much of an argument put up by the Dort College players, though, down on that end. So Concordia will inbound. Bird looking for the pass out front. He gets it on the left wing. Guarded there by Waltersdorf. He's going to step up, put up a long three, and hit it. Knuckleballed that one through to Tyler Bird. He's got five, and the defenders lead 51-34. 17-point advantage for Dort College. Left side pass, Warner answering, no. Rebound tap, controlled by Severs. Severs bumped on the play, and he's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Who's it going to go on? Kelly Pfeiffer will come over to the scorer's bench, and they will call that foul on Bo Smith. That's his first and team foul number one on Concordia in this half. Foul number one on the Bulldogs. Severs to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Chris's first free throw is up and down. 14 for Severs. Trevor Walthersdorf is out. Checking back in Kyle Lindberg. Dort College trying to stretch it back to 19. 15-14 left to play in regulation. This one's up. This one's down for Severs. Severs with 15 points, and he's been a handful for the last 3 weeks or so. Concordia with the basketball. Haywood. Haywood out front. Goes back over to Smith. Smith in between the circles. Smith, nothing there. Goes right side. Bird. Bird with it on the wing. Bird looking. Bird gives it up. Smith. Smith with it on the left wing. Back to Dunbar. Dunbar shakes right. Goes left. Nothing there. Now Braun. Braun gives it up. Bird. Bird off balance shot. Can't get it to go, but he's fouled. And the Dort College defenders have just committed their fifth foul of the second half. That's going to go on Tyler Walthersdorf, and that's number three on the freshman from Sioux Center. So free throws on the way for Tyler Bird. Bird 2-for-2 on free throws, 5 points for the ball game. Now make it six. He's a 73% free throw shooter. He's taken on a lesser scoring load for Concordia this season at 7.1 points per game. This is a guy that was an NAI All-American honorable mention last season. Goes right side, Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Dort College by 17. Warner with it on the left wing. Warner comes back right side, Kaiser. Kaiser, Tyler. Tyler spots up. No. Puts it on the floor. Ridden into the lane. Nothing there. Gets it back over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. 15 to shoot. Comes right side. With it is Lindberg. Lindberg, Warner, Warner, Kaiser, left wing. Lap pass underneath Tyler Walthersdorf, and he's fouled on the play by Tyler Bird. Tyler Bird has just been called for his first personal. Team foul number two on the Bulldogs in this half. Well, Concordia tried to just hang around right now and mount a run, get it back to 10, and then see what happens. Severs to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Comes underneath Lindberg. Lindberg puts it up, partially blocked, and Bertel gets it, and he touches it out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Bertel had a lot of rest in the first half. He is gone the first 5 minutes plus without picking up his fourth personal foul. Warner to inbound. Warner looking. Gets it underneath Lindberg. Lindberg floats it up off the glass. Good. Kyle Lindberg with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 55-36. The assist on the inbounds play. Tyler Bird will bring the basketball up. Bird guarded by Kaiser. Bird still has the dribble. He goes left side, Smith. Smith guarded there by Tyler Walthersdorf. Right side, Bird. Bird's three, well short. Rebound taken away by Smith. Smith spins in the lane. He's fouled on the play by Kyle Lindberg. That's number two on Kyle. 13:48 left to play in the game. Dort College 55, Concordia 36. Jordan Vogel waiting at the scorer's table to check in. It'll be bonus time for Concordia from here on out. It's a long ways to go in the bonus. Score points with a clock stop for Concordia. That would be their best way of getting back into this ball game. Bo Smith makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming. He's got 8 points. 55-37, Dort College leading. Smith with another one on the way as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Free throw is up. Line drives that one through. He's got 9 points. Dort College leads 55-38. Concordia, team that came in averaging 73 points per game, giving up 74. Right side pass, Kaiser. Kaiser tries to feed it underneath. Gets it kicked. Kaiser with it back to Vogel at the free throw line. High-low pass, Severs. Kick out back over to Kaiser. Underneath, Severs. Severs layup good. Chris Severs with 17. Dort College wants a timeout. 57-38. Dort College by 19. 13:28 remaining. Ball game. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You were listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We've got a final in women's basketball tonight. I believe this one's correct. 85-74, Hastings over Briar Cliff. Briar Cliff out of the women's GPAC tournament in the quarterfinal round. Dunbar with the basketball. He was a handful in the first half, scored 10 points. They dump it down low, Bertel. Bertel guarded by Severs. They get it back over to Dunbar, run the pick and roll. Bertel in the lane, his shot no good. Ran over the top of Vogel, shot no good in the lane on the putback attempt. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Here comes Dort College, right side Kachi. Kachi tries to pass it underneath, kicks it back out to Malone after it got kicked in the lane. Kaiser, Vogel, right side Malone. Malone guarded by Dunbar. TJ with it, goes left side over to Austin Kachi. Kachi rolls it in for Severs. Severs, they bring the double team, now the triple team, and the ball's loose, and we've got a foul called on the play on TJ Malone. So TJ Malone gets called for the personal foul. That's going to be his second on the loose ball. And that's going to be in 1-1 time now for Dunbar. 12:41 left to go in the game. 57-38, Dort College by 19, but Concordia again an opportunity to cut into the lead with the clock stopped. Dunbar, an 81% free throw shooter, shooting the 1-1. Left-hander eyes it and puts it in. 11 for Dunbar. It's an 18-point ball game, 57-39. Another free throw on the way for Dunbar. He's got 11 points. 12:41 left to go. Second free throw no good by Dunbar. Dort College leads 57-39. Into the front court is Malone. Malone gets around the defensive player, passes over to Kaiser. He'll put up a three, missed it, no good. Rebound Vogel. Vogel has to save it in, gets it over to Malone. Malone, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball, back over to Kaiser. He sets up, rhythm three, misses too strong, no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Vogel. Vogel back over to Malone, right side, Kachi. Kachi on the wing. They run a pick and roll. Kachi gets pushed out to the perimeter. They give it left side over to Malone. Malone to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi gives it up. Malone left corner. 20 to shoot for the defenders. Back over to Vogel. 15-footer, left elbow, good. Jordan Vogel with 10 points. Dort College leads 59-39. 20-point advantage for the defenders. Trevor Walterstorff up off the bench. He'll be checking in at the next break. Vogel and Severs, a combined 27 points. Dunbar, reverse layup, no good. Rebound taken away by Kaiser. He's going to press the issue himself. Kaiser into the front court and a reach-in foul from behind called on Dunbar. Our officials tonight, Justin Ingles, Kelly Pfeiffer, and Eric Donat. I don't know that you could probably put together a better trio of officials, as far as I'm concerned, after watching the GPAC this year. With the basketball is Malone. Malone with it on the wing. Malone. Right side it goes Walterstorff. Trevor with the basketball looking underneath goes Vogel, guarded by Houchin. Malone, left side Walt. Trevor gets it away to Austin Kachi. Kachi, Malone. Malone with the basketball. Malone, lob pass down low from Walterstorff to Severs. Now they swing it to Malone in the left corner. 12 to shoot for the defenders. They get down low Severs. Severs reverses over to Malone. Malone underneath Vogel. Vogel with the right hand. Count the hoop and he's fouled. And Porter Bertel has just picked up his fourth. In my opinion, he's gotten away with about two or three in this half that went uncalled. He finally gets called for one on a floater by Vogel as he was able to get to the rim. He's got 12 points, does Vogel, and he'll go to the free throw line to shoot one. 3-point play opportunity. Free throw on the way for Vogel is up, in and out, no good. 61-39, Dort College by 22, 11 minutes up to go in the game. Ball deflected, picked up by Kachi. Credit Malone with breaking up that play, and now Kachi will set the offense. Austin Kachi with the basketball, gives it off to TJ. TJ with it on the wing, guarded by Dunbar. He goes back over to Vogel. Vogel at the top of the key. Vogel looking. He has his dribble if he wants it. Instead goes over to Trevor Walterstorff. Right side TJ. Comes back over to Trevor. Trevor with the basketball. Trevor off the float, off the drive. Floater left baseline good. Trevor Walterstorff with six. Dort College opening up a 24-point advantage, 63-39, matching their biggest lead of the ballgame. That was at 44-20. 10-20 remaining ballgame. Pass goes underneath Bertel. He's playing with four. Bertel with it on the hash mark on the right side of the lane. They get it over to Dunbar, a line drive shot by Smith. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Concordia basketball. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Concordia gets the ball inbounded. Braun shuffles with it. No call made. Rebound taken away by Severs. Would not have wanted to bend the official down on that baseline that time. They got pinned. They had a better angle down at that end. Dort College with the basketball. Trevor Walthersdorf, Tyler. Tyler back over to Trevor. Terrence Malone. They give it up left side over to Austin Kachi. They bring the double team on Severs. He rips it away. Gets it over to Trevor. I beg your pardon, Tyler. Tyler, right side, T.J. Malone. Malone with a basketball. They're looking for the post up. Kachi, he'll put up a three. No good off the front iron. Massive humanity going up for it. And nobody comes down with it until Tyler Bird comes out with it. Bird with a basketball. He goes left side over to Haywood. Haywood gives it up. Left side, Barrett Braun. Braun, floater, right hand, good. Braun got around his defensive player, lays it up and down, 63-41. With a basketball, right side is T.J. Malone. Malone with a basketball, right bay wing. Comes back over to Tyler. Left side, Kachi. Kachi, Severs. Bertel guarding him. He's playing with four personals. They're going to ride it out and see how long he can go. They go Severs. Reverses into Walthersdorf. Floater, right hand, short-armed it, no good. Walthersdorf, the first man off of the floor, gets it back, puts it up with a right hand. Gypsy do two. Trevor Walthersdorf with eight. Dort College leads 65-41. Out front with it is Haywood. Haywood with a basketball. Haywood goes right side over to Braun. Braun puts it on the floor. Left hand guarded by Kachi. Steps in, shot no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Haywood. Haywood with a basketball on the wing. Gets it right side over to Bird. Bird throws up a three and knocks it down. Tyler Bird with the three. He's got 10. Dort College leads 65-44. 8:20 left to play in this ballgame. Time running down on the Concordia Bulldogs. Timeout Concordia. They've got two left. Back with more after this. Well, I've got to go back and fix something as our stat man extraordinaire, Jeff Sager, heard me talking about Porter Bertel playing with four. I jumped to a conclusion on that foul inside that it was on Bertel because that's the player I saw hit Vogel's arm. As it was, they called it on number 40, Houchin, instead. So Bertel has yet to pick up his fourth personal foul here in the second half. I should say he has yet to be called for his fourth foul here in the second half. Walthersdorf, 17-footer, can't get it to go. Tap in by Severs, no good. Fight for the basketball, taken down by Bertel. Bertel with the basketball, Dort College with a 21-point lead, 7:57 and counting. Ball game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Driving in, they get it over the top to Severs, and a foul called on Chris Severs as Bertel got it. And Chris Severs has just picked up his third personal. 7:46 left to go in the contest. Concordia 44, down by 21. It's going to be a pretty steep hill here unless Concordia can just get to the free throw line repeatedly. Dort College takes care of the basketball. I don't know if there's enough possessions for them to make up this difference. First free throw on the way for Bertel is good. He's got another one coming. A foul on Severs was number three on him. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Second free throw by Bertel, no good. Rebound cleared out by Vogel. So Vogel goes up, grabs it. We head back the other way. With it on the right side is Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner kicks it left side, Kaiser. Puts it on the floor, left elbow, back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh dumps it down low, Tyler Walthersdorf, back over to Kyle. Kyle puts it on the floor, back over to Cliff. Cliff, sidestep, three-pointer, left wing, no, moving to the left, no good. Rebound cleared out. Here comes Concordia down by 20, 65-45, 7:15 left to go in the game. Comes back over to Dunbar. He'll put up a three, hit it off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Bertel. His shot, no good. Rebound controlled by Tyler Waltersdorf. Gets it over to Warner. Here comes Dort College. Cliff back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Kaiser. Kaiser, three. Get in there. Three-point basket. Sean Kaiser, he's got five. Sean Kaiser makes it a 23-point ball game at 68-45. Concordia ball. Braun. Braun down to the baseline. Braun scoops it up. Shot no good, but he fouled on the play. Called on Concordia on the rebound. Porter Bertel has just picked up his fourth personal, and I waited to make certain that they were going to signal it on 50, and they did. Dort College leading 68-45. 6:37 and counting, ball game. Right now would be the time to hammer it down low. Warner with the basketball. They go Lindbergh. Lindbergh, they get it Vogel. Vogel spins, puts it up, shot good. Could have been an end one. It was not. Vogel with 14. 70-45, Dort College leading by 25, 6:18 left to play in the game. Dunbar, scoop shot, left hand. He got into the lane. He's got a baker's dozen. 70-47. Warner with the basketball. Warner still has his dribble alive. Poked away from behind by Dunbar. Picked up by Vogel. Reverses Kaiser. Kaiser back over to Tyler. Tyler layup good. The assist to Sean Kaiser. Tyler Waltersdorf with 4 points. Dort College leads 72-47. Dunbar back the other way. Misses the shot, but Porter Bertel there for the putback, and they're letting him get away with a lot of contact underneath. 72-49, Dort College leading by 23. Warner to Lindbergh. Lindbergh at the point. 5:35 remaining in the ballgame. Lob pass over the top intended for Lindbergh, and Kaiser overshot him. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Concordia basketball. 5:30 left to play in the game. Bringing the basketball up will be Dunbar. Dunbar with it on the right wing. Now brings it back to the point, guarded there by Warner. Man-to-man defense applied by the defenders. Comes back out front to Bo Smith. Smith with the basketball to Dunbar. Dunbar with it. Dunbar passes over the top. Braun, shot fake, shot blocked by Vogel. Out of bounds, it'll be Concordia basketball. So Vogel comes over on the help defense and swats it away. 23-point lead, 5:10 to go. Time to start managing minutes if you're a Dort College player and coach. Cliff Warner will check out of the ballgame. Kyle Lindbergh will check out. In all likelihood, I would guess those two fellows are done. Reports from Fremont. Midland is up 8 on Morningside in that quarterfinal round contest. Braun with the basketball. He passes over to Smith. Smith down to the baseline. He's in traffic. Ball's off the bottom of the backboard. Corralled by Tyler Waltersdorf. He gets it over to Sean Kaiser, under 5 to play. Cross-court pass over to Vandekamp. Vandekamp, Tyler Waltersdorf, back over to TJ. TJ, left side, Sean Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball, looking down low for Vogel. They get it to Vogel. Vogel puts it up, shot no good, and that's going to be it for Bertel, I believe. Let's see who it's called on. Nope. Going to call it on Bird. Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 12 for Vogel, beg your pardon, 14 for Vogel. Forgot about that last field goal. Can stretch it out to a 25-point ball game again. Free throw by Vogel is up and can't get it to go. Jordan this evening, 0 for 2. 4:47 left to play in the ball game. Tyler Bird picking up his second personal foul. Another free throw on the way for Vogel. This one's up and good. So Vogel makes one of two, and the defenders lead 73-49. 4:45 and counting, ball game. Well, unless something crazy happens, probably going to stop. You're going to start seeing some fresh faces. Dunbar into the lane. Ball's loose, picked up by Bertel. Bertel shot, count the hoop, and he's fouled. So Porter Bertel will go to the free throw line to try for the old-fashioned three-point play. He's got 12 points. Nick Wilson will check in. Jordan Vogel will check out. 73-51, Dort College leading. That foul called on Tyler Waltersdorf was his fourth. Free throw is up. Free throw no good. Rebound deflected. Picked up by Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff in the backcourt. Gets it away to T.J. Malone. Malone with the basketball. Goes right side over to Vandekamp. Vandekamp, Kizer. Kizer in the lane. Dumps it off for Willie. Willie's shot no good. Rebound controlled by Concordia. Dunbar off and running. Dunbar driving in. Puts it up with the left hand. No good. Rebound fought for. Tipped and controlled by Wilson. He gets it away to Tyler Walterstorff. Here comes Dort College. Walterstorff with it. Tyler driving in. Puts it up. Drew the contact. No call made. He gets the two-point shot to go. Tyler Walterstorff turned inside. Got hit across the arm. Dort College leads 75-51. They go right, left side over to Smith. Smith with the basketball guarded by Vandekamp. They go underneath. Boy, it's just a fist fight underneath right now between Wilson and Bertel. Kizer comes away with a rebound. Comes back over to Walterstorff. Tyler into the lane. Nothing there. Back over to Sean. Sean with it. Left wing. Back over to TJ. He's not going to shoot from there. He's looking down low for Wilson. Nick Wilson in the lane. They double down on him. Picked up by TJ Malone. 18 to shoot for the defenders. Dort College up 75-51. With the basketball is Vandekamp. Vandekamp will drive the lane. 12 seconds on the shot clock. He gets it to go. Matt Vandekamp with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 77-51. 3 minutes and 8 seconds remaining. James Rylersdam's going to check into the ballgame. Lob pass over the top. Bertel. His shot no good. Rebound taken away by Wilson. Wilson with the basketball. Gives it off to Walterstorff. Walterstorff with it on the left wing. Tyler with the basketball. Back over to Sean Kizer. Kizer, Vandekamp, Vandekamp, Malone. Malone with the basketball on the right wing. Back over to Tyler. Tyler, Vandekamp, Sean Kizer, left wing. 19 to shoot, 2:45 on the game clock. Kizer, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Lob pass taken away by Vandekamp. Vandekamp, tightrope walk on the right sideline. Feeds it to Wilson. Wilson unable to get there in time, and the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Concordia basketball. Fresh faces all around for the defenders. Reese Beaver, Nick Wilson, while he's still on the floor, James Rylersdam, Concordia countering with their bench as well. Sharn will inbound to Dunbar. Nanaya Sapanamoa will check into the ballgame for the defenders at the next dead ball. Shot by Dunbar, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Wilson. Wilson for the basketball. Gets it away to Malone. And we've got a foul called on Nick Wilson. So a player control foul. It'll be Concordia basketball. Nanaya Sapanamoa checks into the ballgame. T.J. Malone will check out. Well, for Dort College, this is the kind of game you want to start the tournament trail. Something where you don't have to play it with every, you don't have to have people play a ton of minutes. They did what they had to tonight. Got up early and then held them off. Dort College has really been in control of this one from the outset since a 7-0 lead. Beaver gives off to Vandekamp. Vandekamp left side, Sapanamoa. Sapanamoa, Rylersdam. Rylersdam with it, under 2 minutes to go. They go over to Beaver. Beaver right side, Vandekamp. Vandekamp on the wing, Rylersdam. Rylersdam thought about the 17-footer, feeds Beaver. Beaver head fake, puts it up, he's fouled. Reese will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws. So Reese Beaver will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Dort College just into the bonus now. Ben Sitzma will check into the ballgame for the defenders, the sophomore from Hudsonville, Michigan. First free throw by Reese, no good. Beg your pardon, Sitzma from Jenison, Michigan. So Sitzma checks into the ballgame. Beaver missed his first free throw. He's got another one coming, the freshman from Sioux Center, and gets that one to go. So Reese Beaver in the scorebook. 78-51, Dort College in front. This one all but over, 1:40 remaining. Left side, Concordia, lob pass over the top, Houchin. Houchin, reverse layup, good. Houchin with four. 78-53, Dort College by 25. Reese Beaver running the point for the defenders right now. Gets it out front, Sapanamoa. Sapanamoa guarded closely by Joey Werning. Comes back over to Sapanamoa. Wilson. Wilson, free throw line. Back over to Sitzma. Then Sitzma used up his dribble, gets it over to Beaver. 13 to shoot for the defenders. Beaver with it, and he's pushed on the play, and Reese will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. So Reese Beaver will go to the free throw line for a 1-1 opportunity. Dort College leading 78-53. Dort College awaiting the winner of the Midland Morningside winner. And Nick Wilson gets called for an over-the-back foul. So we'll walk the other way and shoot free throws. Other games underway. Northwestern leading Mount Marty 26-16 midway through the first half. Briar Cliff leading Nebraska Wesleyan. 6:35 left to go in the first half. Briar Cliff leads Nebraska Wesleyan 12-11. 14 minutes into that ball game, 12-11. Free throws up and good for Sharn. 78-55, so Sharn makes them both. Well, it's evidently a defensive struggle in Sioux City this evening. We'll keep an eye on that one. Obviously, we're going to be signing off well before that one's even to halftime, probably. Saponimo, a lob pass intended for Wilson. Take it away by Concordia. Concordia basketball. Werning passes off to Sharn. His shot off the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Saponimoa. Saponimoa up the floor quickly, and nobody was home for the pass. It's deflected out of bounds by Concordia. And they will say that Concordia touched it last. 43.7 seconds left to go. With the basketball left side, Concordia, Joey Werning. Werning goes over to Phil Friedrich. 30 seconds remaining. On the left wing is Werning. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull. Shot no good inside by Sharn. And we've got a foul called on the play against James Reilersdam. Well, it's tightening up in Fremont. Midland 52, Morningside 48. Looks like about 4 minutes left to go. Free throws on the way for Zach Sharn. First free throw is good. He's got 3 points. 19.7 seconds left to go in the game. And the second free throw by Sharn is up and good. Dort College leads 78-57. 78-57, our score. Dort College basketball. Reilersdam, Beaver. Beaver with the basketball. Beaver goes over to Sitzma. Sitzma with the basketball on the left wing. Sitzma back over to Reilersdam. 5 seconds left. 78-57 is how it will end. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders advance on in tournament play. They will meet the winner of the Midland Morningside contest. That game still with a few minutes to go. Midland leading it over Morningside 52-48. Dort College wins by a final score of 78-57. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Potty Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at Borensons.com, when the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. 78-57, our final score. Stay tuned. The Wireless World post-game wrap coming up right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Also live on the World Wide Web, kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders win their 27th game of the year. A convincing 78-57 victory over the Concordia Bulldogs this evening at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Dort College now awaiting the winner of the Dort College awaiting the winner of the Midland Morningside game, and that one right now has about 2 minutes left. And Midland leads at 55-53. That a much more entertaining and close game than this one was, in all honesty. Dort College got out in front early, 7-0. Concordia fell behind 24-7 and eventually trailed by 22, 34-12. Concordia went on a 6-0 run, an 8-0 run actually, to make it 34-20. And from there, the DeHart College defenders outscored Concordia 10-0 to make it 44-20 at half. 44-22 eventually at the half. In the second half, Concordia closed to 17 at one point, 53-36. But that is as close as they would get. DeHart College stretched it back out, 78-57, the final score. You're listening to the Wireless World post-game wrap-up. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll be back with a rundown of the numbers right after this. Here are the numbers. DeHart College, 33 of 64 from the floor, 7 of 19 from the three-point line, 5 for 10 on free throws, 51.6% from the field, 36.8% on three-pointers, 5 for 10 on free throws for 50% for Concordia, 20 of 61 from the field, 32.8%, 3 for 13 on threes, 23.1%, 14 of 19 on free throws for Concordia, 73.7%. DeHart College out-rebounded Concordia 45-35, turnovers 10-10, steals for DeHart College 6, steals for Concordia 5. DeHart College was led tonight by Chris Severs with 17 points. He was 7 of 10. Jordan Vogel, 15 points, 7 of 12 from the floor. He also had 15 rebounds. Before we get into all the numbers, let's visit with Coach Ross Daum. And if we sound distracted, it's because we will be keeping track of the Midland Morningside game that is winding down in Fremont as well. And, Coach, first off, your team, any worries about you coming out sharp? Were quickly put to rest, especially on the defensive end. You made life pretty difficult for Concordia tonight.
Yeah, really proud of our guys and the way they responded mentally. I thought we did a great job of being prepared to play well, play hard, and we just came out and I thought really set the tone with our defense, which is great to see.
In the first half, you were able to steadily stretch things out, and even though you weren't shooting the ball well, you were getting good shots. It wasn't like you were wasting possessions, and you were making Concordia work on the defensive end of the floor.
Yeah, I really liked the way we moved the ball. Thought the guys played extremely unselfish tonight. I think we always do, but I thought there were some guys, especially in the first half, who passed up good shots for teammates, great shots, and that was good to see, just the extra pass that was going on there on the offensive end.
Second, what do you talk about at halftime when you're up 22? I mean, you know you want to keep playing, you want to play hard and all those good things, but when you're up 22 and things are going your way, what do you talk about specifically at halftime?
You know, the message is simple, that we're playing 20 more minutes regardless. We might as well play them as best we can and continue to develop positive habits and continue to play against the game itself, not necessarily the score or the opponent, but just to do the best you can. In other words, competing against yourself there.
In the second half, Concordia got to the free throw line. I believe they took 18 free throws. They made 13 of them. That was about the only way they were going to crawl back into that one. And finally, with about 9 or 10 minutes left, they were in the bonus. You put together some decent defensive possessions, and you didn't foul, and that took some time off the clock and really spelled the end for Concordia's chances.
Yeah, you're right, Mike. They got into the bonus awfully early, and that was probably the one thing that maybe we were a little disappointed with, was just the defensive intensity and discipline that maybe was lacking just a little bit. But we kind of weathered a little bit of a mini run there, and I thought our guys did a good job of attacking where we had the advantage there.
You had big games from Chris Severs and Jordan Vogel this evening. Severs 17, Vogel 15, 32 points out of your posts, along with 19 rebounds. That's a good night work for your twin posts.
They did a great job. But they did a good job of getting deep position, and I thought our guys did a good job of entering the ball into them. Cordia was sagging just a little bit into the passing lanes, and that makes it a little bit more difficult, but I thought we were disciplined to pass it at a good angle. And again, I thought when it went in there and opportunity was there. They attacked when it wasn't. I thought we made the extra pass out of there very well.
Semifinals on Saturday, 2 days of practice. We'll find out probably in the next 5 minutes or so who you're going to prepare for, Midland or Morningside. Whoever it is coming into the DeWitt Gymnasium, going to be a pretty good ball club.
It will. It will. It'll be a very intense game. Both of those teams are extremely physical. Extremely physical. We've had some great battles with both of those teams this year, and our biggest thing right now for the next 2 days is to make sure we're a better team by that time.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Mike.
You're listening to the Wireless World post-game show. We've taken a look at the numbers, and we started Fort Ord College. It was Chris Severs with 17 points, Jordan Vogel with 15, 9 each for Cliff Warner and Austin Kachi, 3 threes apiece. 8 points for Trevor Waltersdorf, 6 for Kyle Lindberg, 5 for Sean Kaiser, 6 for Tyler Waltersdorf, 2 for Matt Vandekamp, 1 for Reese Beaver, for their total of 78 points. For Concordia, 13 for Charles Dunbar, 5 for 10 from the floor, 12 for Porter Bertel, 5 for 13 from the floor. Tyler Bird with 10 points for the Concordia Bulldogs. 8 points for Bo Smith, 4 points each for Brent Houchin, Zach Sharn, and Barrett Braun. 2 points for Joel Haywood. Rebounding, as I said, Vogel at 15, 5 for Sean Kaiser, 4 each for Trevor Waltersdorf and Kyle Lindberg, 4 for Chris Severs, 3 each for Tyler Waltersdorf and James Reilersnam and Austin Kachi. For Concordia, Bo Smith with 11 rebounds, 8 for Porter Bertel, 3 for Zach Sharn, and 3 for Barrett Braun for their total of 35. Assist totals, Cliff Warner had 3, Kyle Lindberg had 3. For Concordia, 3 for Joel Haywood. 2 steals for Kyle Lindberg. And 2 steals for Charles Dunbar. That's a look at the totals. Let's take another break, and we'll be back, hopefully, with a final score from Midland and Morningside right after this. They were still playing. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. As we huddle around the laptop, it's Midland over Morningside, 58-57, the final score. That means the Midland Warriors will be coming to the DeWitt Gymnasium on Saturday for a semifinal round contest as we pencil in some more scores in the conference. We can say Dort College defeated Concordia 78-57. Midland held off Morningside 58-57. Nebraska Wesleyan leads Briarcliff at halftime 20-15. 35 points combined between those two teams. And it is currently Northwestern over Mount Marty 47-25. So Mount Marty trailing Northwestern at halftime of that men's game 47-25. Women's scores. Let's see if we have the final on Morningside. Morningside held off Mount Marty in women's play, 83-77. Northwestern defeated Doan 78-44. Hastings beat Briarcliff in women's play, 85-74. And Dakota Wesleyan and Concordia played. And we will see if we can find a score for that on our Wireless World post-game wrap-up. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Concordia and Dakota Wesleyan women playing, and in women's basketball, it was no score. No score reported yet from Seward, Nebraska on that Dakota Wesleyan-Concordia women's basketball game. So that's going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College basketball on KDCR. Dort College versus Midland semifinal round action coming up on Saturday. We'll announce the start time probably either late this evening or first thing tomorrow on KDCR Sports at 7:45. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.